Okay, we've got just a few general thoughts on the game, and then we'll take your questions.
Well, first off, I'd like to thank our crowd, our fan base. I think it was pretty obvious that they seemed like they took over the majority of that stadium. It sure felt like a home game with the people there, the fourth quarter lights, pretty special. I think they travel well. I think Nashville's a great place to go, and our fans all came to be part of it. We've still got a long way to go. We didn't have a lot. We had a lot of undisciplined penalties and didn't play efficiently in the second half, at least offensively. But I'm proud of our guys. I don't take it lightly when you go on the road in a SEC opener and you open up with, you know, a couple touchdowns, two or three touchdowns in a row. I think that's big. We had a lot of young guys on defense step up and play well.
Kirby, I think DeAndre said it kind of felt dead. So much so quickly happened good for you, getting that 21-0 lead. And he said it just kind of felt dead. What kind of leads to some of those lulls, and how do you try to snap out of those?
Well, I think Vanderbilt leads to some of those lulls, playing hard and us not operating efficiently. I mean, at the end of the day, we know what kind of boxes we're going to see. We know what kind of fronts we're going to see. We've got to be able to expand and do more things and throw the ball downfield, stretch the field, get some of the wideouts involved. And I think Jake can do that. We got to protect him to be able to do it. But ultimately, we wanted to come in here and play physical and establish a brand of football that we play, and I thought we did that.
A couple short yardage situations, the offensive line kind of got stuff there. People are going to make something out of that because of its reputation. Are people going to make too much of that, or is it the kind of thing that you're going to be critical of as well?
325 yards rushing. I'm not going to get overly concerned about the two that we didn't get or the one we didn't get. Certainly can a lot of room for improvement, but those guys play physical, and those guys see every front and every box known to man. I'm disappointed we didn't convert those, but that's good, guys. We got to have a lot of things to work on. That's just one of the many things that we can continue to improve on. And everything will be exaggerated great, or everything will be exaggerated horrible, and that's just the way it is.
You're glad to see you guys doing good things for the time, you know, for Georgia's mayor, D-Rob.
Yeah, I'm excited for those guys. Those guys busted their tail for, I mean, D-Rob's been there for 2 years, you know, busting his tail and getting an opportunity to make some plays. I thought he was very comfortable. He was dominant on special teams as a gunner hold up, which he gets no credit for, and he and Matt Landers were as dominant a performance as we've ever had out there. And he goes as kind of an unsung hero, and Zamir did a tremendous job when he got his opportunity.
Can you tell, what is it about Zamir? He seems to bring the Zeus calls, and every time he comes in the game, if you had a guy that's just, for whatever reason, just the fans are just so much behind him and so excited about him.
Yeah, I love him too. I mean, he's been through so much. He's a tremendous kid. He's a winner. I love all our kids, and he's just another one that's been through a tough time. And to see him go out there and have some success, he's so deserving of that. And our medical staff is deserving of a pat on the back for getting him out there, because they spent a lot of time with him on the mend.
You had a couple drives there at the end of the first half where you gave up some points, and then come back in the second half, go four straight, three and out. So what kind of led to that?
They stopped us. You know, we didn't execute.
I was talking about you on defense. You guys gave up some points there.
I was going to say, I didn't think we had four straight, three and out. I didn't realize we had four straight, three and outs on defense. But I thought the momentum swung a little bit. Guys started playing a little more aggressive, a little more comfortable. We affected the quarterback on a couple of those, you know, where we got to him. So, you know, we can have a good defense because we've got a lot of speed. We need some more activity up there in the front. We need to make some more tackles, and we need to stay off people's face masks because we basically gave them 45 yards and two field goals on undisciplined penalties.
Coach, you talked a lot about havoc in the offseason, but you said we may not see a lot of the things you want to do tonight. Was that because of Vanderbilt's style of play? And how would you grade your team in that area?
I don't know that I would say we're not going to see it. I thought we had havoc tonight. I don't know what our rate was. I'll have to wait and see what our numbers were. But between the batted balls, between the sacks, the attacking of the ball, I thought they played really good in regards to that. And I mean, I don't know if you're asking me that did we not show our whole defense, or I don't really know what the question's asking.
Kirby, you talked about over analysis of one game.
Yeah.
What did you learn about your team?
That we have a chance to be explosive offensively, and we're going to try to be aggressive defensively. I mean, I really feel like I'm the backs I kind of knew about. The wideouts got some chances to make some plays, a couple balls. You know, George there, I think he caught one of those. If he got an opportunity, it was just out of range for him. A couple of the other guys made good catches and made plays. So I feel good about that. But it's not like I agree with you that it's going to be blown out of proportion, either really positive or they struggled in the second half. But that doesn't matter to us. All we're doing is we're going back to work Monday, and we're going to go out there and go good on good, and we're going to put the hammer down and find out who's going to get better. We got 72, 73, 74, 75 players that were the 77th, I mean, all the way up, that are wanting to be on this trip. And they're going to come out there trying to take somebody's job.
What did you make of Jake Fromm's performance?
I thought Jake did a great job. He got a lot of looks. He got a lot of pressures, a lot of blitzes. He checked. As soon as he saw pressure one side, he moved it. And, I mean, people don't know what he did that was really, really sound and put us in really good football play. I mean, some of those explosive runs were because he knew where to put us. And Derek mentioned it for the game. It's just, you know, so comforting to have a starter that's been there for his third year, and you just know he's not going to put you in bad plays.
Jay, you were up, I think, 24-6, and you had 4th and 2, and you went over there, and they stopped you. What was your thinking in that moment?
Three-score game. Kick a field goal, it's still a three-score game. So it's an opportunity to make it a four-score game, and felt like that we could get it and put the game away, because either way, three scores, you're going to lose.
I mean, how challenging is it to have virtually an entirely new cast of receivers in terms of guys that made plays for Georgia, you know, when you entered the game? I mean, did you have any doubt that they'd be able to perform?
No, I mean, I've seen those kids for so long. I mean, you know what? I don't think they had their best performance. I thought they were really physical. And when you're physical, it makes catching the ball that much easier. And they were dominant on the perimeter blocking. I mean, our guys, Tyler Simmons, Kieris, Cager, Matt, I mean, George, those guys are physical blockers out there on the perimeter, and they punish people along with the tight ends. So I think that kind of brings you your catches and gives you an opportunity to catch the ball. And we got an opportunity to throw it some. We hit some. We didn't hit some. Vanderbilt did a good job taking some of them away.
Kirby, it's very unusual to come into an SEC opponent and just completely take over a stadium. What does that mean to you? What does it say to you?
It says everything about Georgia. I mean, the University of Georgia is a special place. The reason all y'all are here is covering Georgia, right? I mean, Georgia's an unbelievable market. Georgia's an unbelievable university. It's a great academic institution. They travel well. They love their fans. I mean, the fans love the stadium. They love our place. They want to go. So, I mean, I'm proud to be from the University of Georgia. I'm proud to be an alumni of the University of Georgia, and I know that our fans turn out because they want to be recognized. They want to be great. They want to be part of something special, and so do we. So the two groups align for sure.
We're here to learn about it.
I'm all the way in the bathroom.
What's up, Brandon?
So with Jordan Davis, what can you say about him and how he was emerged in that role last season, but now as a sophomore, he was kind of the centerpiece of the line. What can you say about his entering sophomore year?
Well, the sky's the limit for Jordan. He's extremely athletic. He's big. He's smart. He's fun to talk to. I mean, he's just entertaining. But Jordan has to work really hard to keep his stamina up. People can negate him by going fast, by going hurry up. They can wear him down. But he's extremely physical. He is a typical SEC D lineman. And, you know, I can't judge how he played tonight because I don't know. I know he was hard to block.
Vandy got 3 All-SEC titles. You got to feel good. This team without a touchdown anybody in the SEC, I guess.
I agree with that. I think those 3 players are good players, guys. And if you had told me we would have held them out without a touchdown, because Lipscomb's been here forever, Pinckney's been ferocious in the back, is really good. So, I mean, I know from how we played them last year, we struggled last year now to be able to control these guys. And now they didn't have a quarterback, and that's a big difference, the guy that gets the ball to them. But we got a good football team offensively when it comes to those 3 guys.
Coach, first time in a long time you guys have started with an SEC opponent. How difficult is that when they know you so well, and that's really the room for error gets much smaller?
It's all relative. I mean, we know them, they know us. I mean, it's the first game, it's the second game. I mean, it's everybody's on a comparable playing field. And but the crowd is the biggest thing because you think when you go on the road, it's going to be hard to play, but it was felt like a home game with our fans and all the momentum. So it helps having a very established offensive line, established quarterback to be able to go on the road and play your first game. But we grew up some tonight, but guys, we haven't scratched the surface of where we can go. We've got so many things that we can improve on. And this team has to decide they want to get better. That's all I'm asking them. Do you want to get better, or are you just okay being good? And that good's not going to be good enough.
We saw Demetrius Robertson be a bigger part of the offense tonight, really, than I guess any game last year. Is that more about the guys who were here last year being gone, or more about an evolution that's occurred with him?
Yeah, I mean, it has something to do with three wide receivers being drafted and being gone. I mean, he was just as talented last year as he is now. He just doesn't have a 10-400 meter guy in front of him, a 7th-round pick and a 4th-round pick. So he's able to get opportunities. And he's taking the full advantage of those. I mean, Demetrius, he comes to work every day. And I just hate so bad that so many people have had these expectations for him, because he's such a good kid and he practices so hard, and he was so deserving of what he was able to do tonight.
Coach, just out of curiosity,
off the field, were there any other injuries of note, or did you come out of this pretty unscathed?
I missed the first part of that.
You saw Isaiah come off the field. Is that?
Yeah, I think Isaiah's fine. I mean, he came back, didn't he?
Yeah,
I think he came back. I mean, I didn't get any injury report, but I don't foresee anything there. I think Kiaris may have he got hit right on the hand on the fumble. So I don't know. They're doing x-rays now.
You've returned a kickoff tonight pretty deep out of the end zone. What kind of green light do you give them? How far back?
Yeah, not that far. That's youthful exuberance.
Dennis Malik didn't really play and had his helmet off pretty much the whole game. Is he okay? Do you got anything going on?
Should be fine.
How about Harry and get the first carries for you guys, and then just to be able to have the numbers you have there in that position?
I thought Harry did a great job. I love the way he runs. I mean, he runs with reckless abandon. He has no regard for concern for himself. He tries to be physical on the tacklers and very patient. So I'm proud of our backs. I mean, we got good backs. They've got to improve their blitz pickup, and they got to improve ball security. Ball got loose some, but we got good backs, guys. We got to figure out our true identity, and we got to figure out a way to be even more dangerous in the passing game.
Two more questions.
We're hearing a lot about an unplanned 2-block walk to get into the stadium. Did that happen?
No, it's actually it was unplanned, but it was a shorter walk than typically we have here. Apparently, we lost our lead state trooper because there's an altercation on the sidewalk, and then so the guy that took over the lead went a different route. Didn't allow us to get to the normal location and see all the dog walk people, so they had to drop us somewhere else. But ironically, it was closer to the place we come in than we typically have to walk across the field, so we didn't have to walk across the field.
We don't talk much, Coach, about we haven't lately. It seems like about Rodrigo Blankenship, and yeah. He moved up the charts again, and he kicked a 50-yard field goal. He didn't hesitate, and would have been good from further than that. Can you talk about what kind of weapon he is? I guess.
He's a weapon. He, you know, people don't realize it, but sometimes it frustrates Rod. But we don't always let him kick it out of the end zone on the touchbacks. And there were some planned not touchbacks tonight to make sure we get number one practice at covering kicks, and number two, the thought that we could pin him inside the 25. And you know, he doesn't always like that because he likes to kick it out of the end zone. But he's talented that he can hang it up higher and longer than anybody in the country, and then he hit the field goals as well. So. He's a valuable weapon for us, and he's a great kid and an unbelievable ambassador for University of Georgia.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.